Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and we have a terrific three-sport athlete from Austining High School with us today. She plays field hockey, basketball, and lacrosse, and her name is Julia Iorio. Hi, Julia. Nice to see you this morning.
Hi, nice to see you.
Now, Julia, the Con Edison Award is in its 69th year, and remarkably, you are the 13th Austining girl basketball player to win this award. And last year, three of your teammates, Aubrey Griffin, Kayla Harris, and Jada Stripoli, all won the award. What does winning it mean to you?
It's really exciting, and I feel really honored.
Well, as our listeners will find out in the next 15 minutes or so, you are certainly a very worthy winner. Now, as we mentioned, Julia plays three sports at Austining: field hockey, basketball, and lacrosse. Let's start with basketball because that's what you won the award for, your outstanding play on the court this season. Now, how long have you been playing basketball, Julia?
Since the second grade.
Okay, so a pretty long time, pretty much a basketball lifer. And who or what got you started in this great sport?
My dad brought me across the street to St. Ann's for CYO basketball, and he told me maybe I should try out, so I did.
Maybe you should try it. I think that was a pretty good decision because, as the rest, as they say, is certainly history. Now, Julia can be considered a three-point specialist. Last year, she had 106 three-point baskets, second all-time for a season in New York State. And this year, through 20 games, and you have some more coming up, she's got 79, and that leads in New York State. She's averaging 15 points per game and four rebounds. And Julia, I have to ask you about a game against Horace Greeley back on January 31st. You set a school record with 11 three-pointers. You had 41 points and eight rebounds in that game. Not even three quarters played, but you only had 3 points in the first quarter. So 38 points in quarters two and three. You must have really been feeling it that day. What is that feeling like when you get in a groove like that?
It's really exciting. You
feel like you can't miss, right?
Yeah, you can't miss. You're in the zone. You can do anything.
Has that ever happened to you before in a game where you just start throwing them in from 3-point land?
Yeah, there's moments in games where I just get really hot, and every time I let it go, it goes right in.
Now, a three-point shooter like that, you can't get discouraged. Now, as we said, you got off to a slow start in that game, but you can't let that bother you. You can't let that get in your head. Is that correct? You just got to do that. You have the confidence to say, hey, I missed my first five, but I can run off five in a row. Is that correct?
Yeah, you just got to keep it in your mind. You're the best shooter out here. You got to get them in.
Well, there you go. Now, let me ask you this. You've obviously spent some time perfecting your shot. You don't just go on the court and start putting in three-pointers. They're difficult shots. What's your what kind of training do you do? How have you developed this great skill over the years? Are you one of these players that goes into a gym and puts up 200 or 250 shots in a practice session, or do you have another way that you do it?
During our practices, we do form shooting every day, and we basically start really close to the basket, and then you slowly move back, and then you're around the arc. And we do that for about 20 minutes, and I think it helps a lot.
Okay. Sounds very good. Now, you've finished your regular season. You got the sectionals coming up. Is that a pretty exciting time for you and the team?
Yes, I'm very excited. I hope we can make it to the county center, and we just have to put our minds to it, and we'll be able to get there.
Well, that would be great, and if you are, I'll see you there. It'll be great to call your name at the county center. Now, you are captain of the basketball team. What are some of the responsibilities that you deal with as captain? Now, I'm sure that's a great accomplishment to be captain of a varsity team. What are some of the responsibilities that a captain has?
Me and the other captains, we really have to keep everybody in check and make sure everybody's focused and not goofing around. They know when practices, they know what they got to wear, and just everyone keep each other out of trouble.
Keep each other out of trouble. Well, I'm sure that's pretty easy to do, that part of it. Now, you've been playing field hockey for how long, Julia?
Six years.
Okay, and what is it about the sport that you like?
I really like play the defensive part of it. I like being able to drive the ball, and when we do corners, I like we have like all these plays, and they're really fun. And you just you have to get
sounds
the ball
sounds good. That's a very hard ball. You ever get smacked by that that ball?
Yes, you get the worst bruises.
Oh, I can imagine. Now, Julie also plays lacrosse. That's of course coming up in the spring. You were telling me outside that you have a player who missed last year due to injury, and she's back this year. So, are you optimistic about the coming lacrosse season?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think we're going to do really good. I think we're not that good in that sport, but I feel like we have a good team this year.
Well, with you on it, I'm sure they're going to be very, very good. Now, I have to ask you this, Julie. You're a three-sport athlete. You start in August. You go right through the school year. You're walking off the field hockey field onto the basketball court and then onto lacrosse. Physically and mentally, does that pose any particular challenges to you? I mean, that's a long year. You're playing through school vacations and school breaks, and you know, you're lucky if you get a free Sunday every now and then. How do you deal with that? Is it a difficult thing to do?
I mean, yeah, it could be difficult, but I feel like mentally, you just have to keep that mindset that you're doing something good. You're with your friend, and it's not bad. Like, it's a fun thing to do. And for me, at least, it's like, it's not that hard to switch anymore because I've been doing it for so long. But it's really just, you have to know who you're working with at a certain time. And then physically, you just have to, those Sundays, you just got to rest. You got to lay down for a little. You can't go crazy.
So it's just part of your life, and you just deal with it. That's awesome. Julia, let's bring in your coach here for just a moment, Coach Dan Ricci. He's been silent here maybe for the longest period of time in his life, being silent here for the last 10 minutes or so. Dan, it's always great to see you. Dan Ricci has a terrific resume on his own. He's been the varsity head coach at Ossining High School basketball, girls basketball, for 29 years, 10 sectional titles, 5 state titles, a federation title. He was inducted into the Westchester County Sports Hall of Fame in 2016, the New York State Hall of Fame in 2017, and also the Ossining High School Hall of Fame. Dan, again, always good to see you. And it's been an interesting year for Ossining basketball this year. You haven't dominated as you have in the past, but you're still one of the top teams and looking at one of the top seeds as they do the seeding right now as we speak.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Great being here again. It's like a little back to reality for Ossining girls basketball. It's the first time we don't have a high-level Division I player on our team in the last decade. But we have some kids that work really hard, and hopefully we can make a run in the playoffs.
Now, Dan, let's talk about the sectional playoffs, and all of the girls' brackets are going to be outstanding. And during your tenure, you have seen girls' basketball really skyrocket to being one of the top sports in Section 1 and in New York State. The sectionals used to be in local gyms and community colleges. Now at the county center, crowds are the same as the boys. It's probably been very, very satisfying. You were one of the pioneers in this. It must be very satisfying to see girls basketball where it is right now.
Yeah, you know, with Title IX, girls got to be treated the same as boys, and I think we got it right. It's a great job that Section 1 has done now. All the craziness about, are we a county center, are we not a county center? We know we're there. We knew we were there all year long. The situation is much more calm and controlled, and we can coach our teams and worry about preparing our teams instead of worrying about where we're playing.
Now, Dan, you were involved in the very first girls' game at the County Center, I think going back to 1999. You played Ursuline, packed house. What are your recollections from that great night?
I remember they had to hold the game up because the crowd couldn't get in, so we had to start late. And it came down to the last shot, and we missed it. And then it was a tie game, and they scored at the buzzer, and Ursuline won the championship. But it was a great day for girls basketball, and that's when everyone knew that we could play in a big gym like that.
The first of many great days for girls basketball at the County Center. Dan, one more question. It's about Julia here. We know she's a terrific basketball player. I've seen her play. I've enjoyed watching her with that great shooting. But what else does she bring to the table that I might not see as a casual observer of your program?
She's a special kid because she's really good academically, but she is not a stressed-out kid. She's really relaxed. She's a little bit of a goofball, and she doesn't let things get to her, which is a great thing for a young girl to have.
Well, Dan Rickey, head girls basketball coach at Austining High School, thanks for coming down, and good luck in the sectionals as we get ready for that. Let's get back to our Scholar Athlete of the Week, our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We're talking with Julia Iorio, a three-sport athlete at Austining High School. Julia plays field hockey, basketball, and lacrosse. Julia, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you have a terrific unweighted average of 97. She's in the National Honor Society, the Rho Kappa National Social Studies Honor Society. She's taken 9 SUNY and 2 AP classes. Julia, what are your favorite classes in this school year?
I'm really enjoying my Italian class and my math class.
And now, why is that? Good teachers?
Yeah, I love them. Both of those teachers have been my favorite since 9th grade, actually.
Oh, that's great.
And math is just something that I've always loved, and Italian, it's just, I feel like I need to know because my grandmother speaks Italian, and it's hard to understand.
Well, we're going to mention the math aspect of this in just a moment. Julia's college plans are undecided, and she'll let us know when she makes that big decision, but I'm sure there are plenty of schools that are knocking on her door right now. Now, as you mentioned, you love math, and Julia has a very interesting hobby and one that I have never come across before. Julia prepares income taxes for low-income households. That's outstanding. Julia, how did that come about?
So last year I took an accounting class, and we all had to get IRS certified and take a couple courses, and then every Monday after school we would meet up and people would come in and we'd help them out.
Okay, well, that's pretty awesome. Now, if I send you my income tax return over to Austining, you think you could help me save a few bucks?
I got you.
Okay, that's awesome. You got a deal right there. Now, Julia, you also do some work at St. Anne's CYO. That's where you got your start in basketball, as we mentioned earlier. What are some of the things that you do over there?
I will help. I'll do the clock or the book. Sometimes I just work at the snack bar. I could just sit and do the doors.
And how old are the kids that that are playing there now?
We have 2nd to 8th graders.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, Julia has another very special skill and one that I haven't come across before. I understand you are an expert at Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
One day at school, these people came in and they started handing out little Rubik's Cubes, and I made it my mission to do it, and then I kind of got obsessed, and then so I had my mom buy me one, and then I would just sit in my room and do it all the time.
And what's your record for getting the Rubik's Cube?
Like 1 minute and 10 seconds.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Let's give your family a shout out. Your mom, Carmelina, your dad, Michael, are they your biggest fans?
Yes, they love coming.
And how do they react when you're out on the court performing? Do they just sit back calmly, or do they get pretty excited about it?
My mom will jump up and down and start screaming, and my dad's always there to cheer me on, but he'll get angry sometimes.
And I understand they have him do the scorebook once in a while to keep him a little bit under control. That's awesome. Tell me about your sister, Victoria.
She's also one of my biggest fans, but she's at her grad school, so she can't really come to many of them.
And she's up at Marist, right, at grad school?
Yes.
And went to SUNY Binghamton, or not SUNY Binghamton, Binghamton. And Laura also went to Binghamton, right? Did they play sports in high school at Austining?
Laura played softball and tennis, and Victoria did cheerleading, tennis, golf, field hockey.
Wow, great athlete. And as we start to run out of time, I know we have one more special shout out that we want to get in here before we go off. Tell me about that one.
My grandma, she is my favorite person in the world. Nana, I love you. And yeah.
And how old is she?
She is 98.
And she still comes to the games?
Every game.
And she paints your nails with your number 22?
Yep.
Wow, that's just awesome. Wonderful. Sounds like a great family. Well, we have been speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Julia Iorio, three-sport athlete at Austining High School, field hockey, basketball, and lacrosse. Julia, it was great meeting you this morning. Congratulations on all of your accomplishments, and all the best going forward.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we speak with another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.